You're listening to the show about suspicious unicorns and taint brushes. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Alex, and I play Bethwack. Remember that time I didn't talk for a whole episode?
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What do we do?
I didn't expect him to have such a groovy beat, man.
I'm gonna go say hi.
I'm gonna go pretend that I'm studying lichen. I'm gonna run to the lichen. I'm just gonna run to the nearest lichen.
It's everywhere.
Okay, let's get our story together. Are we gonna say that we're the puzzle winners?
I'm gonna go up to him and say we're the puzzle winners. I wanna be able to talk to him. Like, this is our chance to talk to
Gwen,
him.
Gwen, we're not supposed to be here. Remember? It's regulated. I mean, you guys aren't supposed to be here. I snuck you in because I belong here. I'm not in trouble. Someone else snuck you in here. And I'm just here to escort you out. Let's get out of here, you bad guys. Come on, let's get out. You're not supposed to be here. I'm trying to develop a plan out loud. I have no idea what to do. I found you in the cave. It could be like that. Like, I found them. They need to get out. I don't know. Ah, guys, is Krumplemeyer an evil wizard? Is he a wizard? What is he? Oh, no. I didn't think we were going to have to encounter him so soon.
I want to pick his brain. I want to talk to him. Yeah.
But
we were
going to
meet him anyway.
It's tomorrow. What? You guys, people who are important don't like having their schedules messed with. I'm telling you from experience.
Will, it's tomorrow today. Let's just do it right now.
But this isn't tomorrow today. It's the other side. This is forever now. Oh, no.
Tomorrow where it's supposed to be.
At this point, he is crouched down near a patch of lichen that a couple people were tending to, and they've moved out of the way, and he's, like, very close to it, and he's still playing his harp.
All right, I'm gonna put Will in an uncomfortable position. tour guide, who is that? Can we go meet him? I'm gonna say it loudly.
I whirl around with my eyes open, like, what? Yeah, sure, maybe.
I would love to meet him. That looks like Merrick Krumplemeyer. Merrick Krumplemeyer, is that you?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I don't know. He's very busy, and he's playing his special.
He's not anymore.
We're not even supposed to be
he's
here.
Not.
He's not anymore.
Oh, he's not. Oh, guys. Oh, no.
Yeah, he stops playing, and he turns slowly around, and he looks like he has, like, a puzzled look on his face. He's still sort of, like, down, like, crouched down, squatting down. He says, yes? Yes? What is it? Hello?
Is that really you? The magnificent magical businessman Merrick Krumplemeyer?
The last time I checked, yes.
Gwen goes up and curtsies and she says, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Oh, I wasn't aware I had someone who was so looking forward to meeting me. Yes, I am Merrick Krumplemeyer, and you are?
I'm Gwen Thagwin. Thagwin, actually, you can be Gwen. I used to have a candy store over in Waterside. Anymore.
Yes, I've. It's celestial something. Yes, I've tasted some things from there. It's quite good. Yes, very good, very good.
Do you want a sticky brick? I have some here.
Oh, certainly. I don't know if I've tried yours, but yes, I would love one.
No, here you go. Here you go. And she pulls out a sticky brick and hands it to him.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, yeah, it's very...
That'll immobilize him.
Lives up to its name. Very sticky. What? It's wonderful to meet a fan. Who's with you? Are you having some sort of a tour in here? Are we making tours in the cave?
We won the puzzle challenge. So we're getting our tour. That came with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought we were going to meet you tomorrow, but it's just amazed that we get to meet you right now.
Oh yes. I mean, maybe there was a meeting or something, but do you want to bring the rest of your friends over here? I'd be happy to meet all of them.
Yeah, come here, guys. Come here. Come meet Merrick Krumplemeyer.
I'll come over and Bathwack Medrak. I'll shake his hand.
That's the first time Bathwack has ever introduced himself before me.
I'm excited to meet someone who doesn't seem like they're gonna kill me.
Yeah.
You hold out your hand and he gestures, and one of the hands that are trailing along hops up on his knee and then jumps up into your hand.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
I'm not afraid of that. Yeah. Shake his hand. Wait, I'll shake it. Yeah. It's like trying to shake my hand, right?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not like it's sitting in my palm or something.
No, it grasps your hand as like a handshake.
Oh, great!
Look, and you notice there are two right. left hands and two right hands.
Oh my god! Whose hands are they? Yeah,
we just recently met Gwen, and we solved the puzzle competition.
Oh wow! Very very
so,
very good.
Yeah, we're right.
Hopefully you took a break to enjoy some of her delicious treats. They're quite tasty. Oh, yes.
Honey. Yeah. Yes, definitely. I don't know. Did I? I can't remember.
Yes, you definitely have.
I put one in your mouth at one point. I you were oh, unconscious. Yeah, yeah.
and you have some in your nose holes.
Yeah. True too.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we were just getting a tour from this gentleman over here.
Oh, yes. Oh, Marco, yes, hi!
Oh, no.
Oh, hello, sir. Did I have a voice? Oh, wait, last time you said I didn't need a voice because you forgot the voices, too. So she's like, hi, hello, hi.
Oh, yes.
Hail, sir. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to this guy.
Suddenly 1939 Germany.
Oh, no!
It's not even hail, it's
Heil. It's Heil, you jerk. I was just doing this. Yeah. I wasn't doing any kind of a salute other than this little like flick of my hand at my forehead, like a little is that American or is that that's American, right? I don't know anything about soldiers, guy. Yeah, like this. Everyone has different salutes. I'm mm-hmm. not doing the bad kind. I'm doing the nice little one.
All right.
That's not too formal. I don't want to be too formal.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like this. Feel like
sensing that things may unravel quickly, Rafina says, "Rafina Flashpot at your service."
Oh, well, hello. Yes, I'm very nice to meet you. My name is Merrick Krumpelmeyer. At your service as well, especially considering you're the puzzle winners. Yes, that's a great honor for you to have used your mind so well. Maybe there's some things you could teach me.
You're
such a great businessman. I'm hoping you could teach us all about business and entrepreneurship and how you built this wonderful place.
Oh, that's a long story. I mean, very old story. We've been in business for some time. I suppose we could. You said you had an appointment with me, or you were going to be meeting with me tomorrow. Is that right?
Correct.
Should we? Do you want to meet now, or
yes,
I guess we have met, but I could take you back to my offices and we could speak there further, or
delightful.
Oh yeah, if you have the time. I mean, we wouldn't want to intrude, but we'd love to meet you.
But
we'd
also
love to spend some time together.
While we're back here, can you show us how the lichen is made, and does it respond to the music of your harp?
Oh yes, I come down here every so often and play for my lichen. And he gives you a little. he can't talk and play at the same time, unfortunately.
I wish we could have captured the little dance you did, though, with a little shoulder.
He should have a disembodied mouth that can play his harp so he can talk and
so
play
scary.
It. One of the hands hops up and plucks it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes, I think that's part of what gives it that extra special magic for our paper.
How does it work?
How does what work?
The lichen. How did it come to be magical, and how does it get made into paper? I'm very curious.
Oh, this lichen is inherently magical. It has some properties that normally it's only found in very out of the way places, but it happened to be found in this cave here in the rear of this valley, canyon, whatever you would call this place with the high cliffs. And we found it and realized that it could be put to good use. So We're just here tending to it and harvesting it, keeping the crop going and thriving. And the more care you give to it, I find the more oomph it gives to the paper.
And how do you get it into the paper? Do you dry it? You dry it out and sort of roll it among the fibers of some other material, or is it just pure lichen?
Oh no! There's other parts that go into it. The lichen's just that special sauce, if you will. We bring it back to our mills and put it to good use. I could show you that if you'd like to.
I would love to see that too.
All right.
This is turning out to be the best day ever.
Yes. It really is. No one's been nice to us in a really long time.
Business for a while. I mean, we heard that the divide between the halves of the town, that's not very old. It's kind of recent.
Well, somewhat.
Have you been in business even longer than that?
Yes. I mean, my paper mills were here for some time. I mean, sort of helped to develop the town into what it is. Yes, the divide. Oh, the divide. Yes, that was, I would say, about 50 years ago or so, something like that. Things just sort of naturally split apart. And it's sad, but it's kind of the way it is. There's, you know, we're at some sort of an equilibrium at least. But yes, it's kind of the way of life here. And anyway.
Oh, Will has so many questions, but he can't ask them.
But you,
look like an idiot.
Rafina, you said people haven't been nice to you? Is that here in Morrow's Inlet?
No, I just mean that we have a habit of finding trouble sometimes, but we've had a dry patch of meanness, so I'm just very happy that you're actively nice to us at this moment, just because.
Oh, surely.
I'm going to stop talking.
Well, just kindness, that's one of the currencies we deal with here. At least I do.
I agree.
And I couldn't agree more either.
Good. Well, what wonderful people to have won my riddle contest.
Good. That's half the party.
Not counting the string of NPCs still down the cavern.
Still down the cave.
Which puzzle did you like the best? Which one was your favorite? Or which one was the hardest?
I think I liked the burp one because we said the answer four or five times before, like, that must be it.
Yeah, I thought that was fun. Oh, burp, that can't be a puzzle answer. I was thinking that might be a little stumbling block for people. That's nice. Good. All right, well, should we go? Does anybody want to try to play for the lichen? And he holds out his harp.
Oh, me!
All right, he hands you his harp.
Twang, twang, twang,
give me
twang,
a performance
twang,
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 roll.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Performance. Here she goes. She's got it.
Oof.
Oh no.
Every time I have to do a performance check, I swear. Do I accidentally swallow the harp? Is that what happens?
Oh, no.
Well, you didn't get a one.
I wish I got a one, because then I can roll again.
You get one of the hands stuck in your nose or something.
Yeah. I like how Eric slowed down the sound. It's like,
wait, I can't hear it. Oh, that's good. That's not bad.
A lot of tune. Oh, I wish I could do better. I wish
like
I could
do sci-fi song.
It really does.
Sounds like music from the role of Dexter Rooney.
Oh, man.
Oh, Mr. Crumplemeyer, I wish I could take lessons from you.
Oh, that was wonderful. I loved that. I think the Leica did, too. I think this will lead to a special batch of paper.
Oh, special batch to go right in the trash.
The trash? No. First of all, we recycle here, but also.
You're too kind, Mr. Crumplemeyer. Thank you.
So anyway, yes, why don't I escort you myself back to my offices and we can have our official puzzle winner meeting.
Fantastic.
Hooray.
All right. And he escorts you out of the caves.
Okay.
Do we need a break?
Going on. Okay.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, everybody. What was happening? Oh, Krumplemeyer's here.
You're leading a, yeah,
I don't
leading a big
trust
parade.
Him.
I don't trust him either.
I love him, but I don't trust him.
I know. I love him already. These hands. Oh, my gosh.
Gwen trusts him.
I love that so much. I mean, he's a magical businessman. Yeah. I love that you always clarify, like you put just enough in there so that it could apply to Will as well. And I hear it. I hear that. One day I'll teach you my business acumen and it'll be all about crime and shit. And you'll be like, oh no, why did I decide to listen to this?
That's what business is. Business is crime.
Can I get my $250 back for the seminar?
No!
That's lesson number one!
It's true.
Okay, so you're heading out of the cave. He's playing his harp again.
Woo! So he plays it all the way out of the cave. That's awesome. I like this guy.
Rafina's jigging on the way.
He leads you out, and it's a pretty short walk. Looks like it basically just enough with enough turns in the passageway so that way the light from outside doesn't reach into the cave.
Oh, like it's not branchy, so we wouldn't have gotten lost. We could have found our way out.
From this point, yeah. There's no branchies. But yeah, so you're heading out.
And, is branchies the scientific term of turns in caves?
It's an industry term.
It's an industry term. Branchies.
It's in the bonsai industry. It's an industry term.
Branchies. Trim the branchies.
I really can't help but dance to this little.
I know, right?
It's really fun.
This is gonna be our new theme song. Yep. Forget the accordion. I want this at the beginning of every episode.
Well, you have to learn how to play it and do that and the accordion at the same time.
I think we gave my son one for Christmas.
For real?
I think he has one.
Oh my gosh! Well, why?
And
isn't
the little
he playing
slacker
it?
Never learned to play it.
Motherfucker.
It's so true. When you're like, this is going to be such a cool present, and then your kid gets it, and they're like, this is cool,
and then you never see it again.
Yep. Exactly. Gets run over by their new car toy.
Right.
Or whatever.
Exactly. Yep.
So anyway,
we're going.
Yeah. You get back out to the mouth of the cave, and there are two guards there that step aside for Krumplemeyer.
That's right.
Wait, you with Krumplemeyer.
Pass through and back out into the sunlight. It's actually not too bright. It's getting sort of late afternoon at this point. With the high cliffs, the sun is already out of direct view. The sky's still lit by the sun, so it's not dark out or anything. And he turns and says, one more thing. I do need to go to plant A. I need to check on something. Do you want to come with me, or do you want to meet at my offices? I don't want to, you know, drag you along on errands you don't wish to follow along with.
Ooh. No, we'll come along.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, let's go to plant A.
Okay.
So you're going with plant A. So you head off again down the road.
I keep gesturing around. That's trying to make it look like I'm still doing some kind of tour.
Interesting.
Yeah, Martha, you can get back to work. We're
home. Shit, yeah. Okay, bye, guys.
So he takes you over to Krumplemeyer Paper Plant A.
Okay.
Right in sort of the main front doors. This is definitely a place of work. It's not like a place that welcomes people. The other place you went to turn in the answers, that was Plant B, and that was more of like a lobby for
like a
visitors.
Welcome center.
Yeah. You know, not as grand as Tomorrow Today, but it was definitely more oriented towards people, you know, coming in. This is like employees go in this place, and that's like it. And you pretty much you have there's like just a little like foyer basically, and takes you through one of the doors leading off of this. There's some stairs going up and down, and there's just different ways you can go from here. And takes you through a door on the side of the room, And it opens up to this cavernous room. It's huge, and it's full. There's three giant vats that you can tell it's you can't really see into them from where you're standing because they're so high. But based on the glow that's emanating out of the top of them, you think they're filled with something to do with the lichen. Mm. This green glow sort of beaming out from the top of each of these three tall cylindrical tanks.
Mm.
He says, If it's all right, I think you should just wait here just a bit, and I need to, there's something I have to do upstairs, but I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Ooh.
You'll be fine here.
This guy is extremely trusting, or he's not, and he's setting us up to fail. All right, nobody jump in the tank. I jump in the tank immediately. Just kidding.
Bathwack, don't throw any javelins into it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, man. Don't skewer
is there anyone up
it.
On the catwalk?
Yeah. Let's see, is there a catwalk here?
There are. Yep, there are gangways and catwalks and things like that, sort of crisscrossing up above. And you could see there's stairs to go up there if anybody wants to poke around. Mm. But he does duck out back the door in which you guys came from to potentially do something. Mm. And he said he'd be gone for about 3 minutes.
I'm going to mental... Oh, go.
I was just going to say, what if he's going to get a report from security on recent break-in?
Yeah, I think that's suspicious. I think it's suspicious that he left us alone in his precious plant.
That's tomorrow today. That's not Crumplemire.
I guess that's true.
Right, but still, why would somebody leave complete strangers alone in the tank in their tank room, paper room? What is this room?
I let a bunch of complete strangers sleep in my house.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because I'm a kind person, and so is he. Well, let's see. My candy's for strength.
Yeah, exactly.
I was.
But also, this is the best day ever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Best day ever.
Someone walks by and says, "Oh, hey, Marco," and keeps walking.
Oh, man. I do the salute again.
The salute.
Yep.
The Marco salute.
Yep. It's Marco's signature thing. Yep. Yay. Yeah, like what is like, for example, I have to ask. Mm. So all these NPCs are with us, right? Even though we're the puzzle winner.
Well,
like
all
do
of
they
them, I mean
qualify
the
as
the only
winners?
Person I there's two beings yeah,
Selenia,
that weren't with you
Selenia.
When you solved them were Selenia and Clockface.
Yeah. So like Selenia, what does she look like? Does she have like rags on? Like what does she look like from being in prison? What does she...
Wait, I don't know if this was something I considered saying and then didn't get to, or maybe I did say it. I was thinking she might take some stuff from that confiscations room.
Okay. I don't know if you
said
that.
But I don't know
that.
If she did or not.
But
I don't remember that.
It might have like rags, but her clothing is not in good shape. I mean, it's, you know, she had mentioned being sort of on the run for a long time and not having anything to her name. So you don't know if that's...
I just wonder how odd it is that she's here. Like, Will's going to look her up and down and like see if he needs to put something over her, like my cloak or something, and just be like,
yeah,
just try to look
the
normal.
The main thing would be, yeah, that you guys are like geared up.
Right.
You have
these are our prisoners. We drag them along everywhere behind us. They have no weapons.
Everybody's armed except for her, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna like, yeah. I think I'm just gonna make her look more normal. Like she's does she have shoes
like
on? Like does she like? I'm just genuinely curious. Like what does she look like?
Yeah, she has shoes. I mean, they're not in good shape, but you know,
uh-oh.
She's not like half naked.
Right. Okay.
Her clothes are very worn. She's disheveled, I think is how I described it and how I Googled the image
that
I used for Girls 20.
That's just what Will's on the side. I'm just going to say, like, I'm not going to use my
spell.
I can't. I don't have that spell right now. But I mean, I have a higher thing, but I don't know. I'm not going to use my special Strahd cloak, but I'm going to use this other cloak that I have and put it on her.
Okay.
Yeah. Just put it. I'm just going to be like, wear this so you don't look so... That
is what I say.
You take off her glasses, pull her hair down, and all of a sudden,
oh my god, I'll take you to the prom. Okay?
How have you never been kissed?
All of a sudden, Will realizes that it's his mother.
mid-kiss.
Oh, ew.
And it's a Hallmark movie.
Oh, we have to go back to the apple orchard up in Vermont.
And have some cider.
See,
yeah.
Will is the business person.
Yeah, I'm
who's,
the evil boyfriend,
you know,
I guess.
At
and
Thanksgiving,
then...
yeah. Can't get away from work and just wants to go back to the
right,
big city.
Right, I'm too busy. You got to go up to the apple or your aunt's apple orchard in Vermont by yourself. I have bank accounts to do things with and folders to close. Get out of here. Stop dreaming about being a writer. It's never going to happen. See, don't I play the role really well? It's really good, guys.
I'm convinced.
Nailed it. So yeah, people are at work here, and the one thing that's most notable in the time you have before Crumplemeyer returns is in one of the tanks above, you see two people sort of hoisting on like a rope that's leading down into one of the tanks. Again, you're below, so this is sort of you're looking up, so you can't see the top of the tank, and then you see they're hoisting out of the tank a person.
What?
Who is dripping with glowing green goop.
Oh my goodness.
That's
creepy.
Are they
in a dive suit?
They actually are, yes. They are, okay. They're wearing some sort of a suit.
Okay.
That they pull them over to the catwalk that they're standing on.
Okay.
And they help them get their helmet off. You're not sure what they were doing in there, but clearly this is run-of-the-mill, and they weren't being tortured or anything like that.
Somebody asked them what they were doing in there. You guys are the new guys. I'm the person that apparently works here. Hey, good job, guys. Woohoo! You're doing that rope stuff well. Thumbs up. Guys,
can I go in there?
Can I go in there?
Do you have a suit big enough for me? I would like to go in there if that's okay.
Who are you?
I'm Merrick Crumplemeyer's guest.
Mm-hmm.
We won the puzzle.
Oh, all right. Good for you. No, sorry. This is for trained professionals only. I don't know why you would want to. He drew the short straw.
Does it contaminate the lichen if you go in without your suit?
Well, I it might contaminate your body. I don't know. In this state, it's all pretty stable, but it was just doing some there was some cleaning you had to do. You have to sort of keep up with the tank on the inside. Builds up some sort of a crusted lichen if you don't scrape it down every now and then.
I'm not asking for bioterrorism purposes. Wink, wink.
I think our
waka waka.
I think our guests would like to know, like, how much you like your job here. What do you think, guys?
Oh, we liking it just fine.
All right, I want to. Fuck. All right. Enough with the puns. Tell us the real deal. I want to roll to see if they actually like it. Did they feel like they had to lie about that? Will is curious about both sides of this wall and to see if this is like an ethical situation or not.
Go ahead. Roll an insight check.
Will cares about ethics. JK, guys.
Yep. He's from OSHA.
Most ethical OSHA. Person in the world.
OSHA. What'd you
say?
They
like spraying off the guy who got hauled out.
No,
what's he doing?
No,
next?
He's slowly melting.
It's interesting.
It's fine. We love working here.
the goop. It's actually like sort of like pretty quickly, just sort of like running off of his suit. Hmm. You don't know if that's just a property of the stuff or if it's the suit that is lichen goop repellent. Did you roll?
And I was asking for clarification. Which one?
Insight.
Insight. I said insight, and then you just said nothing.
I didn't hear you.
Did it roll? Okay, there we go.
Whoa.
Oh, 24. 24. 19.
You think they're doing a job?
Yeah. They don't seem like they're afraid of Crumplemeyer.
No,
or
they
that
seem
this
like in
job
relatively
sucks.
Good spirits, the way they're talking to you. Like, you know, they're not like, you know, enslaved and, you know, are dragging themselves from task to task or anything like that.
It's a job is a good phrase. Like, it's a job. Like, Will would get that. It's a job.
They're not, whistling while they work or jaw harping while they work.
Why not?
Gwen was going to ask them if they knew anything about tomorrow today.
Oh, you asked literally that. Do you know anything about tomorrow today?
Yeah, just I was just like, just to say like, hey, you know, do you guys, you know, what do you guys know about tomorrow today? Like, did you guys ever work there before? Or?
What? No, we never worked for those bastards over there on the
none of us do.
On the water side.
Fuck tomorrow today, right, guys?
Fuck tomorrow today.
I don't know if I'm doing the right voice, guys. Fuck.
A chorus of "fuck tomorrow today" sort of echoed down along
fuck
the
tomorrow today.
This giant room.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah. And you can hear in the distance.
He's just everywhere he goes.
Did someone just roll?
I did before.
KT did about a minute or two ago.
No, but I just heard the roll noise. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It's probably something else.
And, Crumplemeyer comes in and he says, oh, are we ready to go? Have you seen the great tanks we have here? The wonderful vats full of lichen juice.
Our guests juice. Were asking for like more detail about it, and I couldn't give them all the specifics. I thought I should wait for you to come back and tell them the full story.
Oh, all right. Well, did you have any specific questions, or what is it that I can help you understand about the process here?
Well, does it hurt the lichen to be in these tanks?
I mean, it's dead at this point, so no, I don't think it really does, no.
Oh, okay. You have to kill the lichen.
Yeah.
It's still magical after.
Rufina's like Charlie Brown in The Great Pumpkin when they roll the pumpkin the whole way and then they carve it, and like, who was it? Was it Sally or Linus who's like, who, you didn't tell me you were going to kill it? they carve it. Oh my God, I love that moment. So cute. That's Rufina.
But does it still has its magic after you dry it out and everything? I didn't think about that.
Yes, that's that would be a bit of a deal breaker if it didn't.
Do you hear it scream when you close your eyes at night? Just kidding.
You know, I've sometimes had dreams like that, I will admit.
Oh my God.
Not too often, but I looked it up. They're not in the animal kingdom. They're in the fungi kingdom. So that's how I rest. if this were one of my cousins or something like that, that might be another story.
Oh, I understand completely.
Anyway, I'm good here. Are we ready to go? Good! Let's go!
Yeah!
Right. And he leads you out and down the street. You were ready.
Yep, I was totally ready to dance. And I'm
speaking
dancing.
Of Charlie Brown, have you heard Have you seen the Charlie Brown movie where Snoopy plays this, like on his journeys?
Which one is that?
I think it's called.
Is it Snoopy Gets Married? No, I don't
know. Maybe I can't. It's not called that though. Anyway.
In my research and finding this music and looking up this instrument, there is on Amazon a Snoopy harp or something like that. That's like
that's one of these. Probably why
it's also super cheap and terribly reviewed.
Here we go.
Not surprising. Anyway, it's something that for 40 years
Snoopy
I've had that,
jamming on a jaw harp
stuck in my head.
A boy named Charlie Brown, 1969, dudes.
Yeah,
69.
Oh, he looks so sad. We're gonna have to watch that later.
Okay,
all right, I'll cheer you up.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown's so depressing.
He is so depressing.
I know. Really, I love should not Charlie be for Brown. Children.
Yes, and my kids are obsessed with Charlie Brown right now. Actually, they've been watching.
They watched the newest.
They watched
movie.
The new one, but now they want to like. They watched The Great Pumpkin like yesterday.
Oh, they did?
And, yeah,
I didn't know that.
I mean, I loved Charlie Brown when I was little. Too.
I was raised on it, and I learned to read with the comic books, and
absolutely.
like that's the first. Like, I probably learned the word depressed before.
Yes.
Good grief!
A lot of words. Good grief! Good grief! Exactly. But anyway,
all right.
I love Charlie Brown.
So you're heading through town, and everybody gives you a wide berth.
Ooh.
As Crumplemeyer striding through,
he's
just sort of wandered around, looking around kind of mood. He's not, you know, he's not like glad handing or anything like that. He's not doing a Princess Di wave to everybody or anything like that. He's just kind of enjoying himself and leading the way. You feel like sometimes he maybe even forgets that you're there. But you know, you pass by, there's the, you see Krumpelmeyer's Liquor, you head down the street, there's Krumpelmeyer's Fine Food, where you guys had a wonderful almost breakfast.
He has his own personal liquor?
Yeah.
First the hands and then a tongue. Just kidding.
Yeah, yep, I had the same joke, yes.
Oh man, high five. Okay.
That took me too long, guys, I will admit.
How
that
dare
took me
you?
Too long.
How
sorry.
Take you
How
long.
Dare me be yeah. dumb?
How dare you be dumb?
Yeah, so sort of a, you realize that this isn't like the most direct route. Gwen definitely knows, and even the rest of you who haven't been here too long, you can tell that this isn't like point A to point B efficiency. This is a meandering walk that you guys are taking. You're generally heading that direction. It's not like he's taking you completely the wrong way. You're not like, where is he taking us?
Yeah, I'm just looking up the cliff wall because, yeah, like Will's like, we need to get out of here. I don't know if I even trust this guy leading us to our deaths with his mouth harp. Like, how can we
like
scale
Pied Piper?
Yeah, like we're just walking with these scary hands. Ooh, the hands. I want to know where they're from. Like he has dead hands, you guys. Or at least they're just hands from somewhere.
We could
I can make a spectral hand.
Are they spectral?
It's the helping hands.
Oh, man.
They're helping.
Are they spectral? I mean, you saw Bathwack shake one.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. They're not. They're real.
I mean, he could have been pretending for politeness. You didn't ask him if it was corporeal
Will,
or not.
You said that Will recognized it, like, from Baba Lasaga's hut. That's why
like
Will
similar
is particularly,
kind of
like,
idea. These are definitely, like, these have, like, nicely trimmed nails, and they're not, like, rotting away.
It's just really funny, because if I were in Will form, Will would be asking questions, but Will feels like he can't ask questions as Marco, so I'm totally screwed right now. I want to be like, where did he get the hands? Maybe he messages somebody, messages everybody one at a time. Somebody ask where he got the hands.
All right.
You messaged everybody? Mr. Krumpelmeyer.
Yeah, Rafina would do it. That's right.
Those are delightful little hand servants you have there.
Oh!
See what I did there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where did they come from?
Oh, they were a gift.
Ooh. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, someone...
Where did you...
Oh, well, we have many visitors here. Our paper is widely known.
These rivers.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Who knows?
This was years and years ago. I've had these for some time. They were granted me. Someone was hoping to curry favor, to maybe get a discount on my wares. No dice there, but he certainly did his best. He was a good customer for some time. I'm not sure. I haven't heard from him in quite a while. He was up in I think it was Tapperdown. I think maybe Carnivore. I don't know. Somewhere up there.
And now he's in one of these tanks. Just kidding.
Yeah, probably.
So it must have been somebody who is very magical. What are they called? I would love to get myself a set.
Oh, well, this is Stan. This is Jan. This is Pan. And this is Marvin.
Pan?
Yeah.
It doesn't even rhime with hand.
Stan, Jan, Pan, and Marvin?
No, I suppose they don't rhyme with hand. That's an observation you can make. I'm not sure where to get them. This is beyond... I think this is some sort of necromancy, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They sound like the solutions to next year's puzzle hunt.
that was actually a few years ago. I actually thought of that myself.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're so smart.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so good at making candy.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
Going with the flow.
Yep.
Yep, and eventually you guys make your way over to the other paper plant B, okay, where you went before, and turned in your riddle answers. Mm. And you stride in through the same doors, and he goes right past the desk where you had done so before. And
does anyone stop me, even though I'm disguised?
Nobody stops you.
It's nice. All right.
We're with Krumplemeyer, yo.
You'll just blast right through security. You push over the metal detectors as you go.
Yeah. Take a shit on them. That's what I think. Metal detectors. I love that they're just metal detectors.
Go through a set of doors in the back of the room, and leads to a staircase. And this one goes up as opposed to down in the Tomorrow Today offices.
Mm. Oh, thank goodness.
it's still lit by the same sort of green glowing lights, because that seems to be the main artificial light source in this town, which comes from the lichen. And you go up three floors up to a hallway that only has one door in it. It's at the far end, but it's a very long hallway. Mm. You head on down the hallway. It's a set of double wooden doors that open up into what you could assume is Merrick Krumplemeyer's office. I say assume because it's not, certainly not grand.
Hmm.
It's not even like explicitly an office. Like, there's not a desk in here. First of all, it's very messy and very cramped. There's no desk at all. The walls are lined with various, like, sort of counters and drawers and things like that. You see a wardrobe in the corner. In the far wall, there's a very large window, which you can see even from here overlooks at least one of the rooms of this paper plant. Mm. Like, sort of like the actual workings of the plant itself. And then there's, like, a chair just sitting in the middle of the room. It had some, like, a stack of papers on it.
Will like faints from the disorder in this room. This is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just die.
It's crazy. It reminds you of your bedroom.
No. Oh, they don't even understand. That sounds like a dirty joke.
Oh, yeah.
That's my aunt.
There's condoms everywhere, guys.
Oh, my God. No. It's totally like, so on my Animal Crossing, my little avatar is Will. And so I made my house like Will's house. And in my bedroom, like, everything else looks nice and neat. And in the bedroom, half of it is like all papers and like crumpled stuff and ink and a desk and like all the stuff all over the floor, like a mess, because it's like he's working on his schemes and his, you know, fake signatures and everything like that. So it is not anything dirty. It is just Eric talking about Will and Animal Crossing.
He gestures you in. He graciously opens the door for all of you and allows you to enter first.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a ton of room. And again, there's not really anywhere to sit except for that one chair, just sort of sitting in the center of the room.
Mm.
Once you're all in, closes the door. He says, "Now, so, yes, we have this official puzzle winner meeting, but Now, forgive me if I'm being too bold, too forward, but I sense, like, Rafina, you gave me the biggest hint. I have you been having trouble here in Morrow's Inlet? Like, is there something I can help you all with?"
"Well, I will tell you, Mr. Krumplemeyer, we are new here, and we are just slowly getting used to the way things are around here. We are usually in places where there is great unity and harmony and peace and dancing in the streets. Hmm. And here, you are divided in two."
"Yes. Yes, there's the Tomorrow Today. They're quite a fiendish organization.
Are they the cause of the divide?"
"Well, I mean, if they would be a little more willing to work with me and work together, and we're one town. I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself. You don't need to know the ins and outs. I'm worried about all of you. I mean, have they been giving you trouble, or have you been caught in scuffles or fights? I know those can sometimes break out here in Morrow's."
"Oh, nothing out of the ordinary for us. It's more that we are
trying to understand what work needs to be done here, and we are at a loss. Oh, and of course, there's also Ricardo Ulysses, who is making our friend, whom you haven't met yet, very annoyed. And he seems to be causing him a problem. Do you know anything about him?
Oh, I heard that scoundrel was in town some weeks ago. Mostly, thankfully, stayed on the water side of town. I don't know why they would welcome so graciously a thief into their mists. Mists.
Yeah, was that a Barovia
secret?
Oh,
it's Strahd.
I know.
It's Strahd. Strahd wanted to go start a paper company. He watched The Office too much.
But I there's other things too. Like Gwen, you mentioned very briefly. You were I think I heard you say that you had a store as opposed to have. Which, as far as I know, that your store was well and thriving. So I don't know. That's part of it. And also, you, sir, and he looks at you, Will. Oh. I mean, you're clearly not Marco. I'm not sure who you are. I didn't want to say anything out in public now that we're all here and together. I'm assuming you all know each other. I mean, you certainly claim to and seem familiar.
I've known them for a day.
Right. Yes. I know that. I can tell most of you are new. You get a good sense of who knows their the ins and outs of this place and who doesn't. So you're at least one of you is keeping their face hidden. I don't know if all of you are in disguise or not, but I'm concerned. I don't want anybody to have a bad experience here in this town. Do you need help? Do you need to get out? Do you need a place to stay? What can I do for you?
Wow. Let me just tell you about the last 24 hours for me.
Yes, please.
So
go ahead.
I had to pay my rent to tomorrow today because, you know, my store was on Waterside. But someone, Ricardo Ulysses, had stolen all of my money when he was here.
See what I'm
week.
Saying? Why would they do that?
I know. I met these folks here. They were kind. And they offered to help me, and we won the puzzle competition, which helped to pay my rent.
I'm surprised it made a dent. I hear that these rates are quite exorbitant on that side of the wall.
Oh, it is pretty bad over there. I will admit.
Yes.
Then my shop was destroyed by a construct of Ricardo Ulysses, and then the terrible Tomorrow Today people destroyed my store even more by coming and arresting us for things that I certainly did not do, and they threw us in cells, and it was just terrible.
And then you were in the caves, and now you're here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I'm not sure what everyone else thinks, but I sort of think we need someplace safe to stay at this point, because my apartment is on Waterside. My store, which is on Waterside, is destroyed. So I pretty much have nothing here anymore.
I mean, I feel like a pretty safe place to stay is like a jail cell. Do you have any of those on this side of the wall?
Well, I mean, we have a small jail, but why...
I want to roll. Will's just trying to get to see if this place is as weird as the other place. You guys got any jail cells? What
right.
do I
you
roll
You want to roll a weird roll? What do you mean?
Well, because he just said, no, he was just saying there's only one jail cell. So that would be normal. Like, you need a place to put, you know, like, if people get out of hand,
it's not
whatever.
Anarchy.
Right.
Ruffians.
So, I want to know, like, you know, so he says
tank.
We have a jail cell, but nothing else.
He said a small jail.
A small jail, right. Okay, so but that, to me, I want to see if that's, if he seems like that, right, like that there's not, that he's not hiding anything else. Like, here, we have a jail cell, it's an entire underground complex,
right.
Like the other side.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I guess insight, sure.
15.
Yeah, you don't sense anything immediately like, oh, no.
I wish.
Not like your typical Will denial. Yeah, you don't get any sense that he's hiding something.
I mean, I'm just kidding. We just can't. I mean, the other side, we learned a lot about the water side in our dealings with them.
Well, clearly, if you were thrown into their, I've heard tales of their facility, if you will.
I guess I'm just curious.
Yes.
Yeah.
They seem to have a really large militia. They seem to have a lot of magic.
Yes, I mean, their guard is large. I mean, many here do. I mean, we've got my Crumplemeyer paper, which certainly aids in magic of all kinds. And I mean, to be fair, I mean, they do deal with a lot of the sort of, you know, people coming and going into the town versus us here on in the cliffside. In their defense, they would need, I think, more of a presence, a guard presence than we do. I mean, we have some on our side, certainly, too.
Right. So you're not aware of, like, anything other than just some guards they have on their side taking care of things.
Well, I mean, I've heard tales of these offices where sometimes people go in and don't come out. Yes, I'm not a fan of the way they do things over there.
Why do you let them in your town? Isn't this your town?
My town.
Everything's Crumplemeyer. Crumplemeyer, Crumplemeyer, Crumplemeyer.
Well, I mean, I have some establishments here on Cliffside. I don't really have much of a foothold on the water side. That's part of the division here.
Yeah, are you from here originally? Like, you were talking about how you guys
I founded these caves. I was here before the division. I mean, I founded these. I'm the one who developed the method to make this paper. Yes.
So this town was built around your idea.
Yes.
I
think that's fair to say.
Don't you think that you should get a little more credit? You should have a little more control. There's an entire half of this town that completely out of your control.
Maybe should, but I don't know. What are you offering to help with that? Or
I don't know about that.
Yeah. What would I mean? Are you ever concerned that powers on the water side might decide one day to come across the wall and
Well, I don't know
establish
that they would
more of a presence on this side.
Exactly.
I don't know how much they would do to threaten sort of their entire livelihood. The wealth of this town comes from
the wealth of this
us.
Town comes yeah comes from you, right?
Yes.
That's why they're here.
Yes.
Why haven't you laid the smack down is what I'm asking.
Well, I'm not a smack down kind of person, I suppose, but we've reached somewhat of an equilibrium.
Would you like to hire someone who's that kind of person?
Oh, so you are offering to help
Who
with that.
Knows? I mean, I don't know how rich you are.
Who are you? I don't even know what your face looks like.
I don't either, really. Trust me.
You all realize that you are actually not sure what Will looks like.
Didn't there used to be a mustache?
And then there wasn't one.
Yeah. And then there wasn't. Mm. And once there was half of one.
I guess Will would think, like, maybe it's impolite to keep a disguise. I don't know. Does this guy think that... Does he feel like he's getting a sense that the guy is, like, irked that he doesn't know what I look like?
No.
Okay, then I'm not going to reveal it, I don't
okay.
think. Not yet.
Mr. Crumplemeyer.
Yes?
I have a question for you.
Miss Flangepot.
Do you know who Strahd is?
Is it someone here? Is it part of the
no.
Tomorrow Today people who arrested you all?
No, this is from a different land in Six Rivers, a famous vampire.
Hmm. I mean, I've heard of vampires. I don't know that I know any by name.
How many things have you heard of? I have another question that's far more important. Have you ever shipped anything to Tivoli? Have you ever heard of it? I look at Selenia.
Heard anything?
Oh,
is it like a where is it?
All right.
Isn't it? Maybe you're pronouncing. Maybe it's like pronounced Tivoli.
Yeah.
No.
we'll find out what happens next time.
The building's on fire.
In the shape of the letters T-I-V-O-L-I with an underline under the V-O. Yes.
There's an accent mark.
You really haven't heard of cool. That's fun.
No, I can't. I mean, I'm not much involved with the day-to-day in terms of shipping and those kind of things. So I'm sure, I mean, I could maybe get you in touch with that department.
Post office, what would I have called? The courier was on this side, correct?
Post office,
your couriers accepted a letter that was going to Tivoli, and then I've heard that there are some rumors about weird stuff happening that might Tivoli might not exist. I mean, like,
I can't say. I've never heard of it.
So your courier would accept a letter to, if I just wrote Fartland, they would just send it. They would just try to deliver it to Fartland. Or is that a place in like Bear Toggle or something? Rafina, forgive me.
Hey, it's Fartville.
I can't speak for what the post office chose to do with your letter.
But isn't it Crumplemeyer's everything on this? Oh, okay. You know, guys, I feel like this guy is a little friendly, so maybe I shouldn't talk anymore.
I mean, maybe you don't understand sort of the hierarchy of the way things work. I'm up here, and yes, then things sort of trickle down, so.
Believe me, I understand. All I'm saying is that I would think that a fine town such as this would have a courier that would know what the fuck they were doing, right?
I would imagine so. I mean, did you tell them sort of what it was near? We have a good system where, you know, they could get at least to somewhere close by, and then once you get there, probably people will be more familiar with the smaller hamlets and things like that.
Yeah, that's what they did, I think, if I remember correctly. Man. Oh, Crumplemeyer.
But if that's not what they did, I mean, I suppose I can do some quality assurance for you, if that would set your mind at ease.
I just want to know, if you were one of the founding members of this town, is that accurate?
I've never been. I'm not a politician.
Okay,
you're not
a politician, but you're a businessman, and clearly this town depends on you.
I think that's fair to say.
What I want to know is how you let it get completely split, and you don't have control or influence or anything on the other side of the town. Was there somebody who stole it from you?
I wouldn't say that I don't have influence.
Tell us about the political drama. Is there a bad guy on the other side that you want to kill? What's going on here?
Bad guy? I mean, this isn't some sort of a story. This isn't like a... sort of a children's tale or something you would, you know, recount over a
you haven't met any bad guys in your life? Come on. Bad guys?
Some people are better or worse, but you're speaking as if there's some sort of a mustache twirling villain or something like that arch nemesis that I must defeat in grand battle.
This town, again, I feel like I'm explaining this pretty well. Where did it get out of control? Where did it get completely? How did they separate half of your town from your influence? You are the brains of this organization. Clearly.
Thank you.
Well, it's just true. You invented this paper or whatever, and now half the town you don't have any control over, and there's some kind of entity over there that is, you know, hyping up their side. There's like a big tourist attraction, but you're the tourist attraction and you don't seem to be getting that money. I'm offended as a businessman myself.
I mean, we make lots of money. They have to pay for every scrap of paper they get from us. I make sure of that.
Right. Well, how much are you charging?
A lot.
I wonder, because it doesn't seem like over here is as... what's the word I want? What's the polite word,
showy?
Rafina?
Ostentatious?
Sure.
Gaudy?
There we go. Let's make
over
fun
the top?
Of the other side.
Unnecessarily...
Exactly. This side isn't like that. The
yes.
other side is.
Right. If you make it sound like that's better.
Oh, you put it the polite way. I was looking for the polite way. I asked Rafina, but you supplied it. I'm just saying, if you had more control, I feel like this side of the wall would be a little more fabulous. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So it sounds like you're building up to something.
I'm building up.
It looks at everybody else. Am I being sold something here? I'm not sure what's going on.
No.
I don't know what he's doing. I'd like to know about how you started this business. I don't know what he's doing.
Gwen's like in the opposite corner of the room.
But that's related.
To know.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how you feel like things would be if there was no wall someday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's how it was initially. I mean, I think that in an ideal world, maybe something like that would be beneficial for everyone involved. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. There's such a infrastructure built up around this.
Did the wall come up overnight?
No, nothing like this happens overnight. I mean, I can't say I was paying attention really when that happened.
Okay, so you're like a mad scientist. I don't say that out loud, but you're like a professor type. You don't really...
You're like a crazy person.
You're like somebody who's focused on your product. You're too focused on your product. You're not focused enough on...
Oh, I think I'm focused on my product just as much as I
wonderful.
Need to be.
It's obviously everyone wants your product. That's great. But don't you have an advisory council or anybody who protected your interests in this town?
I think I've done all right.
Oh, Crumplemire.
Look at what I've got. And he gestures around to his office and gestures out the window.
Crumplemire. I don't say that out loud, but I feel sad for Crumplemire.
Mr. Crumplemire, you have a very wonderful business that you built from nothing, and I am very impressed.
Oh, thank you. I think this one's impressed, too, coming across in a different way, but that's what I'm gathering.
He
just hasn't been in a presence of a businessman as smart and talented and as you know, with such an empire like you've built.
Well, not many have.
I hate everything.
I'm sorry. Maybe that goes back to my initial point. Is there something I can do for you? I see a tooth.
What?
A tooth.
A child just came down and asked me to pull out her tooth. This has been the night of the weirdest child requests ever. Okay. All right. So sorry. That is done now. The tooth has been extracted.
Yes.
I'm trying to ask in a way that's not giving the plot line away and all the things that we know about. I'm trying to ask in a way that, you know, I don't know. This guy seems like he doesn't know what the fuck he's like. He seems like a nutty professor. Like he's obsessed with
You're
his own
getting
little
that
thing.
Sense.
And
he doesn't seem
realize
too worried
that
one
this...
way or the other about right. the way that the town is run.
Right. So I'm curious, like, do you yourself have any bad interactions with Tomorrow Today?
Well, I mean, they're constantly trying to price gouge us from what I hear and, you know, take every advantage that they can. That's what most people do in business. And...
Right. But are you involved in that when they try to price gouge you?
I mean, I can say things here and there. Oh, I mean, I, you know, I can.
Have you ever heard of a lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, you need one.
I have many.
Oh, where the fuck are they? Because are they employed by Tomorrow Today? Crumplemire, you guys.
No, I don't
I'm suddenly understanding why I'm here.
Mr. Crumplemire, what is the source of Tomorrow Today? Is there one person who's in charge?
That's a bit of a mystery from what I hear. I haven't looked into it too much myself. It just the name Tomorrow Today is well known, but in terms of sort of what or who or when runs it, I don't know. I don't know.
How many people over on the other side do you think are completely innocent civilians? People who are not involved in Tomorrow Today. Do you have any idea? Or do you have a contact on this side who might know what the fuck is going on over
there? I
think
most of the people are... just going about their
daily
lives.
Okay, I forget my first question. What I would like to know, Mr. Crumplemire, wonderful business person, is we were just talking about delegating. I know about delegating. Who do you delegate to? Who is somebody that you have put in charge of your day-to-day functions or your business dealings with the other side? I am incredibly... Yeah. Oh, no. Really? Rafina says it out loud. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, that's Marvin's job.
It's all my contracts.
He gives
for
a
me.
Thumbs up.
I love that. Oh my god. Do you have, I mean, who do you delegate to?
Oh, I mean, there's, you know, the foreman of each of the plants, and then it kind of trickles down from there, I suppose.
So you don't really have good lawyers.
We have many lawyers.
Where are they?
I don't know. I don't deal with them.
All right, Gwen, you, and I say in my, in your head, need a different businessman idol. business person idol.
Well, now, Mr. Kumpelmeyer, I just have a question. Are you aware that tomorrow, today, has surveillance not only on waterside, but also on cliffside?
No, not on cliffside. No, I've heard that they can see things and track things, but that's all on waterside.
No, because when they pulled us down there, and when they faultily arrested me, they knew things that we had done in the last day and places we had been, many of which were on cliffside.
Oh. He looks.
Yeah, come to think of it.
He's furrowing his brow. He looks sort of concerned.
Might as well tell him. They had this portal, this door in one of their buildings. This is actually how we left.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many destinations that door could go to.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was to the lichen.
The cave?
Side.
Oh, and one yeah. was under yes. plant A and plant B as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, no.
Time to get the lawyers.
What? Lawyers?
I think...
This is disturbing.
I think we need to be a bit... I think we need to be prepared for maybe some conflict.
Conflict? Yeah, I would say that's most likely. He looks almost mad now. That sounds imminent. And he looks up at all of you very suddenly. He's like, are you going to help me with this? I thought I was here to help you. I thought you needed a way out of this town or a place to lay low. Or are you? Do you?
I don't know if I can speak for everyone here, but I'm thinking more and more about taking down the wall.
Yeah, you know, if I were to help anyone, it would be big business. Where's Big Pharma when you need them? I'm just kidding. But for real, if I were to help anyone, it would definitely be a business.
Well, I have a business.
That's what I'm saying.
And you all, I mean, you escaped the clutches of tomorrow today and found your way over here, and you clearly
don't
have...
know how long we're going to be free anyway, so
well, I need to look into this. Do
you have hands that will look into this for you?
Do you have eyes? All these eyes start rolling out of every corner. I need to look into this.
So yeah, I think I don't speak for everyone, but I certainly would love to help take down this horrible tomorrow today and how they're oppressing people over there and the horribleness that came to light to me when they faultily arrested myself. But I think at the same time, we also need someplace safe to stay now since we did sort of escape there and may have seen things that we probably shouldn't have seen there, and they're probably going to be looking for us.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, probably.
I don't know if it's the most hospitable of options, but I can personally think of no safer place to be than where we're standing right now.
I'm worried that you may need... I don't know if you need to be worried that they're going to come looking for us in some kind of force, or if you have even bigger problems to worry about, since they seem to already be here and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. We have many defenses, things that I don't think even they would know about. I mean, the source of this paper, I mean, we have many, and he gives a little smile, advantages that I think would give us quite the edge.
But we've seen them, and they took away my ability to do magic, and there was mm-hmm. there was, and then there was like some sort of I don't know what was going on in there, but like I couldn't I couldn't make myself go from there to somewhere else. Mm. It actually hurt when I tried to do that.
Mm. Yes, so I've heard of that.
They certainly have powers to take away magic quite easily, and that's worrisome.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I think it would be quite an effort to breach the wall and bring whatever kind of force you're talking about here onto our soil. That's like a full-on assault.
I mean, we did take the stones, right? We took a bunch of the stones from the brazier, so they can't necessarily teleport over here as mm-hmm. easily, I think. That's right, right? Bathwack, yep. You have a couple of them, right? I think I do, too.
Yeah, you guys took I don't know which one. They're in all my right. pocket.
So at least we kind of minimize their ability to pop on over here. I don't know how many extra stones they have, but...
I mean, unless they come back somehow.
I mean, are you suggesting we... mount a counterattack now? Get to just gain the upper hand and strike quickly before anybody expects anything?
I think we should do something that confuses them. I don't know what. But maybe. I like confusion.
Should we tell him about the person we met underground?
Ooh.
Are you asking that out loud?
I'm asking that out loud.
Well,
yeah,
speaking of underground, I actually am curious because I know that the way that your town works is that this is the whole problem is that the watersiders have the control of the water and they pump yes. it on over here, right? Mm-hmm. But when we were underground trying to escape from that side,
okay.
we saw some pipes leading just to like empty areas. What's the deal with that?
Empty areas?
Right. A pipe would just end in the middle of a cave. Or like empty area.
I think the pipes are there. They supply its water to the plants and then to the caves for the lichen.
Right. How many pipes supply water to the caves?
I don't know.
Are they ever empty?
You don't know?
Well, they're
who do you delegate that to?
They're on when we have to pay them for the water, which is ridiculous. We have to pay for them to turn the valves on for us to get water to the plants or to the caves when we need it.
Hmm.
So sometimes they're empty when they're not sending the water, or should it always be continuous? Because the pipe ended and there was nothing in the pipe.
Right, and I know they shut some pipes off because we witnessed one of those places where they have the little valve where they could shut the water
off. Yeah, there's two main flow points.
But there were multiple pipes we ran into. Well, two. There were two pipes, definitely, that we ran into that just weren't spouting anything and were just pointed kind of randomly into a lichen cave.
Well, I mean,
what could that be?
We met where the water source for the lichen cave is. It seemed like it was flowing when I was there, I think.
That's the only water source?
Well, that's where we use the water for the lichen in
the
cave.
What about deeper in the cave? There's plenty more lichen deeper in the cave. We've heard.
Well, we don't really need to tap into that, at least not yet. We've been very careful about cultivating the sort of the top part of the cave, and yes, I know that exists all through the cavern systems.
Does nobody go down through the cavern systems to investigate, to like check on that lichen?
I don't know.
A very important piece of your business? You don't
I
have anyone monitoring
so.
That? You don't know what these pipes could be.
Well, also somewhere back there is the landing point for this portal, right? I mean, we presume, because one of them was named Cave.
Right. Yes, I don't know where that would be. I've never had reports of anybody sort of popping up magically in my cave systems.
I mean,
I would have probably heard about that.
I have a feeling that there might be some kind of... I don't mean to alarm you, but it almost
sounds... I'm a bit alarmed already.
Well, you should be, honestly. It almost sounds like they might be planning something that you're not aware of, because there were definitely pipes more than just that water pipe that we saw with the water actively coming out of it.
Hmm.
We need a list of your delegates, of your people you delegate to.
I'm going to have to start digging into this, maybe finding some of those lawyers you were talking about and figuring this out.
I'm just going to tell him, guys, we met a creature underground.
Hmm.
And,
like an ooze?
No, I mean, we also ran into some of these, some of the, I forget what they're called. It feels horrible when you get enveloped by them.
I've heard of slimes and things like that down
slimes,
in
slimes, yeah, the gelatinous, yeah, yeah. But, no, down there we met an entirely different creature who floats in the air. And, creature suggested that if we can bring some paper, some of your best paper, that we might arrange to bring the wall down from beneath the town.
Down with paper?
Yes.
I mean, the paper is powerful. I've never heard of something. What this creature, who is this?
His name is Crit Crit. Should I not have said that?
I don't know.
We really don't know much more than that, but we've been trying to get a sense of whether this would be good for the town, or whether, well...
I'm not sure. I mean, you know, with the wall the way it is, I mean, it does offer us here on this side a bit of a physical security from those. And Tomorrow Today, as you mentioned, they've developed a bit of a large complement of armed people. I don't know. Ideally, there would be no wall, and we would all work together, and there would be no this side, that side. It would be one side. It would be Morrow's Inlet. That's how it used to be. I don't know. That seems more of a long-term thing than a short-term thing right now. I'm being told that I'm being beset upon almost on all sides, and there are fears that there's some sort of a coup or something happening.
Well, we act very fast.
Oh, okay.
In our hands.
So,
but we have to decide what wants to be done.
Right. Well, I need to figure out some things as well. Do you want to stay here and figure that out? He goes over and sort of next to the wardrobe, he pulls out he drags out the sort of large rectangular wicker basket. And in it is piled up with blankets and pillows. Said, I've crashed here myself quite a few times. Again, it's not the nicest of accommodations, but it's certainly very well secure. Nobody else can get in here without my say so. And perhaps I can look into some of this while you strategize, or I don't know. I mean, you've been imprisoned. I don't know if you all need even to rest and recuperate. I don't know. But
we would love to rest, even though we don't sleep anymore. But we can talk about that a different time.
Oh, that's interesting. That sounds actually quite useful. I would love to know more about that.
Yes, that's certainly true. It does have its advantages. Mm-hmm. I can't talk.
I like it.
We no longer have to set a watch.
I have to sleep, though. I need my beauty sleep.
Me too!
Aww.
Me and Mo, we need our beauty sleep.
My frills will wilt!
Yeah.
My frills will wilt.
So you want people to just sleep in your office?
I mean, I just want you to say
stay safe. I don't know where else I could guarantee your safety as well as this, and you've been so gracious in sharing all this information with me. I would certainly be remiss if I didn't do everything I can to help you, since you're seeming so willing to help me. I don't know why you're so invested in me and my business.
The way that you've received us is far different than how we were treated on the water side.
Except how you guys were treated.
With exception of, of our new friend here. Yeah.
Well, I've said this, a lot of times in my life, but I think that kindness is kind of a currency. And, it's something that, has a lot of value behind it.
Love Mr. Crumplemeyer, transactional.
Can I give you a hug?
No!
I would love a hug.
And Gwen, because he's short, she crouches down.
He's
and
not
gives...
that short. He's an elf. He's kind of tall. You're taller, definitely. But
yeah, I would say she's a lot taller. But she's going to go crouch down and give him a big hug.
All right. He hugs you right back.
I had this... Oh, that's sweet. I had this terrible nightmare just like flash through my mind that Gwen is a waterside agent and she just breaks his neck.
Yep. Like, no. Uh-huh. But and no. She bites the shelf behind him.
Delicious.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That doesn't happen. Damn it.
I know.
Doubting everything I've ever written.
Yeah. She gives him a hug and doesn't break his neck.
That's good.
Good.
Does anybody else want a hug before I go?
Me!
All right. He hugs you too, very tightly. And Mo taps him on the shoulder and gives him a hug too.
That's super cute.
What about Halula and Selenia and my cat? Clockface.
My cat!
No other hugs are requested or offered. He says, "I'll have some food sent up in a bit, but why don't you sit tight here, make yourselves comfortable, make yourselves at home, and I'll be back in a bit after I." He seems almost lost in thought. Figure some things out. And sort of like wanders over to the side of the room and like pulls open a drawer and then closes it and then just leaves and closes the door behind him. And you guys are left as the jaw harp fades away in the distance here in quiet in Crumplemeyer's office. And we'll find out what happens there next time on Pork Fried Dice.
It's midnight. My eyes are closing as I sit here dancing to the music that doesn't exist anymore. Oh, there it is. It's closed eyes.
I'm actually super confused.
Me?
Because
yeah.
Now it doesn't seem like a great idea to go and give some paper to Crick-Crick.
I know.
We've just heard it from the man himself that a few pages of paper are not going to blow up the wall.
But Crumplemeyer's also sort of a doddering, like he's very happy and he's not interested in he's not an innovator anymore, right?
Right.
He probably
so like you think like he doesn't even know the power of his own stuff anymore,
right?
Or that's, something.
But then if you break down the wall, like is that helping tomorrow today more than helping?
Yeah, it
town?
Might actually be making things worse, like facilitating the takeover.
Right.
Yeah.
He said that he's being attacked from all sides. So the wall, at least, is a physical barrier that prevents the majority of the people on the other side of the wall from potentially just overwhelming them on this side. But this guy is also kind of like completely unaware of a lot of stuff.
Is he way too short-sighted? Yeah. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah,
this is pretty interesting.
The other thing too is I felt like for a while we were really worried about getting Clockface back.
Yeah,
we thought, oh, he's been taken by some, like to figure out what gets to the bottom of this, and the whole time he's just been in the Rolodex of Rooney. So like we don't need to really worry about the something. I mean, unless he's lying to us, which I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Or is that Clockface?
And so
I know.
Maybe she looked for a little Blinsky tattoo on him somewhere.
I know.
Yeah, really.
Oh my god, he's substitute. Oh, Guys, don't give Eric any ideas.
I was just going to say that.
He had the toad show up because of us coming up with
You already gave me the best idea of Gwen being a fucking sleeper agent. It'd be even better if it were that Denise didn't know and it was like one of those like Manchurian candidate kind of things where I say like the secret word.
Items that we need to take care of. I've been longing for the traditional D&D thing where you just go and you talk to some people about like, hey, have you heard of somebody who could help me with this? Or have you heard of somebody, someplace I could get this? That's what I need to do right now. Because of what I know, I need to go approach some people or at least talk to Krumpelmeyer. And like, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know. Like, I don't know if that's this town.
Yeah, you could have talked to him right now. He was right here.
Yeah.
He's right here. We were all in the room.
Part of talking to people involves talking to them.
How is this you saying that?
I know. So complicated.
What? Oh, Abby, why are you making that face at me?
It's just so funny to me.
No, I mean, Bathwack's just going to sit there and be like,
Sorry, I'm trying to breathe.
His thong is clogged with lichen.
A lichen clog.
He needs a paintbrush.
Yeah, my energy is blocked.
Gotta need a paintbrush for that.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.